Another ministry steps in to aid Pakistan just ahead of a UN meet. Flight aid to tuberculosis response in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and shoes help kids walk into a brighter future. We'll tell you more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Some 6 million people in Pakistan have yet to receive aid, but relief agencies are finding that few Americans are willing to give to the need. However, since August 1st, Operation Mobilization's national teams have been busy. In a country where Christians regularly face persecution, OM's Ray Cooper says this is a chance to show Christ's love in action.
They've actually gone out in the name of Christ saying, "We are Pakistani Christians and we're bringing this relief. Do you want to take it from us as Christians?" And the Muslims and Hindus have just been so thankful and been surprised that Pakistani Christians have come out to help their fellow countrymen.
Yet as the U.S. fears extremists will exploit the disaster, Cooper says such a mindset has slowed giving.
I think that there is a perception that Pakistan is a terrorist state.
Extremists are a small minority, and
these are people just like you and I who are in incredible need right now.
Give to OM's teams at our website. Meanwhile, thousands of Pakistanis are being fed at the hands of the International Mission Board team. According to the IMB report, Southern Baptists have already given $80,000 for emergency funds. Pakistani Christians are helping to dole out hot meals and food staples and are setting up tents and temporary shelters for the millions of people who are left homeless. Those joined in the effort are doing all they can to bring the true hope of Christ with them as they respond. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Democratic Republic of the Congo still has a hazard deadlier than its venomous snakes. It's tuberculosis, one of the leading causes of death in the country. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Dan Carlson says that without a steady supply of medicine, there's no recourse.
Well, probably they wouldn't even treat them because, you know, once you start the treatment, and if we can't finish it, then it's worse. So in the area here just north of Lubumbashi, they haven't treated tuberculosis in a number of years.
3 tons of medicine came in, but how to get it to the medical teams in the most far-flung parts of the DRC was the question. MAF became a critical part of the solution. Carlson's flying it in. It's exciting to see how God connects tuberculosis, caravan planes, and a love of flying to open the doors for the gospel.
It gives chances for a lot of the doctors who are believers to share their faith, and nurses who have been trained in mission hospitals, and how they can be a witness to the people that they're working with.
Next, the church in China has been growing rapidly since the 1980s and has yet to slow down. Global Advance's David Shibley recently got to meet the 22 uncles of the Chinese house church networks. Shibley says
they represent some 16 million believers.
With so many believers and now aging leaders, or uncles, there's a desperate need for more leadership. And although the persecution seems to have died down a bit in China, new leaders still have to be prepared for hardship. Of the 22 uncles,
all of them have been imprisoned, every single one of them, at least once for the cause of Christ.
Furthermore, there are hardly enough centers to help train the number of leaders who are needed. In response,
Global Advance is involved very strongly in helping to undergird 2 training centers for new leaders for these churches.
Pray that the church in China would keep growing, but that enough leaders would rise up to guide it. Also pray for more training centers. And around the world, kids are gearing up to go back to school. Shoes are just a normal part of getting ready. But what about the millions of kids who live in extreme poverty and can't afford food, let alone supplies and shoes? Over the last 10 years, Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls has chipped away at this tremendous need, giving shoes and sharing Christ's love with the kids. However, as they enter their 11th season, they need more help than ever. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.